You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're looking ahead to the quarterfinals of the Grand Slam of Darts in Wolverhampton. My name is Mark Walton and rejoining me on the line is former darts professional and Sky Sports pundit Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yeah, I'm good, Mark. Thank you.
Good man. You enjoyed the tournament so far?
Yes, I have. I said the standard has been exceptional. The BDO players and the way we've set the tournament up this year, there's been some BDO players, especially Martin Adams, that's played exceptional. Scott Mitchell, their world champion. I think that if he gets back here next year, then he certainly will up his game. You know, he's a far better player than possibly played except for his last game against Chisnell. But, it's been an extremely good tournament. Some players are playing exceptionally well. We've had, again, you know, record-breaking 100-plus averages. So it seems like everybody just hits 100-plus averages now.
Yeah, we'll mention the BDO players as well in there. You touched on it. There was a little bit of contention around Wolfie beforehand, Martin Adams. He's been one of the players to light up the tournament, really, hasn't he? And Andy Fordham really captured the imagination as well, a former BDO world champion himself. So it adds a different element to the tournament, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, with Andy Fordham, and, you know, he's a larger-than-life character, a gentle giant, you know, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. That's why I can't understand what went on between him and Phil Taylor. I haven't never heard of that. But he gets on with everybody. Everybody loves him. Martin Adams, you know, he come over. He turned down invites for year after year after year, which caused a little bit of animosity, I have to say. But he finally accepted an invite. He played really well, earned himself $7,500, I think it was. And then on TV last night, went and said, if I get an invite again, I'll jump at it. He played with a smile on his face. You know, as I said on TV last night, Mark, you know, you have to take the animosity away. This is a business. And sometimes you have to work with people you don't particularly get on with, which is like me personally. That's irrelevant. That gets put to the side. Look at the overall outcome of the tournament. And it's been exceptional. And he is one of the people that has made it that extra little bit spicy because he's come over here finally. I feel he should have come over a few years ago when he was playing at the really at the top of his game. And, you know, I feel he would have done a lot better. But has played exceptional. And that game against Clem Harbrecht last night, well, you couldn't get a better game, could you? I mean, we will look forward to working with the BDO, hopefully, to, you know, bring over, because Glenn Durrant weren't playing here. He's their world number one. But all that will be ironed out, you know, and hopefully it'll be even better next year.
Yeah, hopefully so. Still plenty to come in this year's tournament as well, though. Anybody else stand out to you so far? I mean, we've still got the likes of Michael Van Gerwen and maybe a wobbly Phil Taylor in there. Adrian Lewis is through as well. We've lost the likes of Peter Wright and Gary Anderson in the tournament. So anybody really stood out to you so far?
Well, Michael Smith, you know, I've watched his progression in this game for the last 4 or 5 years through the youth system and everything. And he just seems to be getting better and better. And the more experience he gets, the more he'll be able to hold his bottle against the big boys. Well, he is a big boy now. And against Dave Chisnell, you know, in my blog on the William Hill website, I said, if he can get out of the gate quick and put pressure on Chisnell and make this snatch that Chisnell has, which is the floor in his game, come out, then he's quite capable of winning this. He's got the scoring powers. He proved last night, I think he hit 10 or 11 180s. And if you've got that scoring power, then you are dangerous against anyone. Whether he's got the experience to go on and win this tournament, we'll have to see. But Mark Webster against Gary Anderson. I always remember Robert Thornton beating Phil Taylor in the UK Open final. He got in front of Phil Taylor early and just didn't let go of his throw. You know, I'm always saying on TV, hold on to your throw strongly. And Mark Webster did that absolutely brilliant. Didn't have a leg over 15 darts with his throw. And it was forcing Gary Anderson to throw a 12 dart. Now Anderson throws them for fun. But when you've only got one dart and it's under that extreme pressure, that's the difference. And Mark Webster, it was good to see because he's a real nice guy. And that performance was up there. Kim Huybrechts showed bottle last night, you know, with the crowd a little bit against him. Closing out that final leg in 13 darts, brilliant. So, yeah, we've got, you know, a great quarter-final lineup.
We have, and let's get stuck into the quarterfinals. And the first of them is Mark Webster against Raymond van Barneveld. That's at 7:10 on Friday evening. Mark Webster is 7-4. Barney is 4-9. Which way do you see that one going then, Rod?
It's actually a tough call. You know, it's one of those where what Barney's going to turn up. I think Mark Webster's going to play another solid game because his confidence is high. But is he going to, you know, have the same firepower and consistency as he did against Gary Anderson? Because that's the only thing. When you're on the way back, you know, he lost his form and he's on the way back, and you're always looking for the edgy game to come back and haunt him. I hope it doesn't, because, you know, he could go on and do well. Barney against James Wade, forget about the little bit of gamesmanship. Just look at the way Barney come back. Rolled off, I think, 6 legs on the trot to beat James Wade. Barney has got the game to beat anybody. He's won this before. And the ironic thing, out of the blue, you know, in 2012, he had some edgy games and got through them, just like he did against James Wade, and goes on and beats Michael Van Gerwen in the final. I think, you know, I think William Hill have got it right. Barney is the favourite. It's going to be pretty close, I feel. I don't think that Barney's going to just walk away with it. But, you know, again, as I've said so many times, Mark, sometimes if the outcome bet is a little bit dodgy, look at the amount of markets that William Hill are doing. You know, I think Barney will possibly hit more 180s than Mark Webster, but you're doing over or under 14.5 180s. I really cannot see there being 15 180s in this game. I really can't. So under, for me, 8 to 11, I know it's odds on, seems, you know, a bang on bet. Also, Mark Webster to have over 118 checkout. You know, there could be 26, 27, 30 legs in this match. And in that period, I do feel that he will have a checkout over 118. And that's 5-6. So, you know, those sort of bets are the ones I've been looking for and tipping, and actually, you know, strike rate's pretty good. But your initial question, I think Barney's got the edge here, and if he gets in front and gets confident, then Mark's going to have to pull it out of the bag.
Yeah, plenty of ways in on the William Hill website. Rod's just highlighted a few for you there. Just one more market I want to get your opinion on there, Rod. The match betting, on the handicap betting, rather. Barney's -2.5. You think he'll win it. 8-11 obviously looks more appealing than 4-9. Do you see him winning by 3 legs or more?
Yeah, I think he will. If he's going to win, I think he will, you know, middle part of the game, he will go on. As I said, Mark Webster is just getting his form back. So over its longer distance, it will be Barney that's used to this distance more than Mark at the moment. So, yeah, sometimes you think, well, if you fancy a player to win and the handicap's only, say, 2.5 or some of them 1.5, you might as well take that extra punt and get the extra value that it won't be a deciding leg or, a 16-14. So sometimes that is the value, and this here, that is probably the value. If you fancy Raymond van Barneveld, do it with the minus handicap, because you are getting that extra value.
All right, plenty of ways in then from Rod in that one. Let's move on to the second quarter final. Robert Thornton against Phil Taylor. It's due off around about 8:30 on Friday evening. Robert Thornton is 3-1, Phil Taylor 1-4. We've seen Taylor have a little bit of a tricky time so far, and he's 1-4. Is that a little bit too short, or do you like him at that?
No, I can't say I do, Mark. I think that's very short. I mean, his last two games, he's only just had over 90 averages. He got out of jail against Terry Jenkins, and if Robert Thornton gets in the same position as Terry Jenkins was, Robert Thornton won't let him up. I mean, he's one of these Scottish Rottweilers, I call him. You know, once he gets his teeth in, he does not let go. He's beaten Taylor, like I said, in the UK Open final. He's won the Grand Prix, so he's got pedigree, he's got the bottle, he's got everything in the game. Now, if Phil Taylor turns up like we know Phil Taylor can turn up, with that leg-on-leg consistent, you know, 105, 106 average, then he is going to be tough to beat. But the question for me, is Phil Taylor doubting his performances a little bit? You know, and that makes you edgy. We've all been in that position. So if Robert Thornton can get out of the gate quick here, then, you know, we could see an upset. I mean, it is, again, you know, I would go for Taylor because I do feel he will turn up. But if Thornton can get in there, 3-1, I mean, that, you know, that looks good value on a two-horse race.
Maybe tempted by Robert Thornton. Then any other markets that you like the look of in there?
Well, there is a market. I've got it up on my website now. Most 180s. I think that Robert Thornton will win the most 180s. Phil Taylor, because he throws a bigger dart, he has been hitting a lot more 180s, Phil Taylor. But as soon as he feels that he's two darts in the treble, a little bit blocking it straight down at 19s, he hits a lot of 177. So Robert Thornton's hit the most 180s, because what Robert does, he has little spells where he hit three or four in four legs, and then have a dull couple of legs and then hit them. So I imagine Robert Thornton in this sort of length of game, he'll hit 7, 8 or 9 180s in this match because he does get on the runs. And again here, which I think is an absolute blinding market, Robert Thornton on his highest match checkout, over 117.5 at 5-6. Again, with this length of game, he's going to have several attempts above that, you know, 118 and above. And I think that's a great market for someone like Robert Thornton, who went on the combination does not miss that double top a lot. So I think that for me is a great bet as well.
All right, the match trebles market is one that you seem to quite like in the past as well, Rod. Just if you want to take a little bit of a chance, Robert Thornton highest checkout, most 180s, and to win the match. It's a big old price at 17-2.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful price at 17-2. And if you fancy Robert Thornton, he's got the 180s on his side, in my view. It's just that high checkout. And, you know, taking a punt on the 17-2, I think it's worth a couple of quid of anybody's money, to be quite honest. Because if you are going to back Robert Thornton, then really go for some extra value. So back him to win, but also back him to do that because, you know, that extra value, 17-2, is incredible value.
Okay, if we take the betting out of it for a second, and I just said to you, Robert Thornton against Phil Taylor, I know you're saying Robert Thornton could be a bit of value at 3-1, but if you just had to call it either way, if I had to push you, which way would you go?
I'd go with Phil Taylor, because, I'd, you know, whether he'd call me old school and what have you, but I just feel that Phil Taylor's going to turn up. These last two matches have not been Phil Taylor-like, and, you know, I do believe he's going to turn up, so I would go with Phil Taylor on that one.
Okay, moving on to Saturday evening's quarterfinals then. Michael Smith against Adrian Lewis is the first of them, 10 past 7 for that one. Michael Smith is 6-4, Adrian Lewis 8-15. I thought this was quite a tricky one to call, so help us out here, Rod.
Well, I can't help you out because I'm just about to flick the coin, to be quite honest. There's so many variables, and that's because, and it's the same with other quick throwers, high scorers. These two guys, all of a sudden, they have dull patches in their games. You know, they can fire off 412 darts on the trot and then use 30 darts in the next two legs, and they're both prone to that. Now, Michael Smith, out of the two, was more consistent in his last 16 game when beaten Dave Chisnell. 80 when beaten Peter Wright, who was very fancy to do well in this tournament, you know, nicked a couple of legs at the right time and then didn't let it go, which is why 80 is a two-time world champion. I think I would go with 80 on it, but it is a real close call. And it is because, you know, the scoring power of these boys, there's going to be plenty of 180s in this one. I mean, Michael Smith's now confident. His last dart, he's not pushing so much, and the same with 80. It's all about their last dart, whether it's going to be a lot of 180s or not. And I think that the 180 market here is a good market. I mean, you know, we're talking 19 180s. In a 27, 28 leg match, that is probably borderline. Looking at the 180s, personally, you know, I think Michael Smith hit 10 last night. Could easily go up there and hit 10 again. So we're going to have a lot of matches. And again, the checkout stats. You know, if you're talking 27, 28 legs. You know, Michael Smith over the 120. Over the 123 for 80, that pushes just you in. You've only got a few shots over the 123 where you can only hit one treble. But them sort of markets, for me, are the ones to look at. I mean, it really is actually a minefield, this one. I think it will go close. Michael Smith at plus 2.5. If he gets in front early and gets confident, if you're a Michael Smith backer, back him with the handicap. Now, I'd rather back Michael Smith at 2.5, at 4-5 with a handicap, than I would at 6-4 for him to win the match, because I just feel that 4-5 and the extra 2.5 legs gives you that extra value.
All right, we do have 180 specials on this match as well. I'll just read them out. Michael Smith to win and 19 or more 180s in the matches, 4-1. Same thing for Adrian Lewis to win and 19 or more 180s in the matches, 2-1. You say you fancy there to be quite a lot of 180s in the match. Would that market appeal to you, either side of it?
It would. The only problem with that market, Mark, I know I've just said they hit loads of 180s, but at times they don't. I mean, like Gary Anderson the other night, tipped in, hit most 180s. He hit 1,740s. And out of those 1,740s, 12 of them could have been 180s. And it's the same with these two guys. You know, they're going on that Michael Smith hit 10 last night. I forget how many he hit, but he hit a few. So over this real extra distance, it could easily go. But if you're really, you know, an outright gambler and you're looking at sure markets, although there isn't a sure market, I appreciate that. That is, I think William Hill have got it right on the borderline to tease you, to be quite honest. But it's a market, you know, you think, will they turn up early? If they turn up early, then that 19-180s will get smashed. I mean, here a few years ago against Phil Taylor, A.D. Lewis hit 1,980s on his own in the 31 legs it went. So that can easily go.
Okay, but if let's have a little bit of a summary for that one. You're just leaning slightly towards Adrian Lewis then?
Yes, I am. Yes, I just think the extra experience and AD now. AD's the sort of player, the more he goes on in the tournament, the more he gets confident in himself. The only one who doubts AD Lewis is himself at times and gets a bit edgy. But now he's beaten Peter Wright, who's a really fancy player. He's got a little bit more aggression, as we've seen on TV last night, which I like in a player. I'm leaning towards AD Lewis.
Right, leading towards AD Lewis in that one then. The last of the quarterfinals is Michael van Gerwen against Kim Huybrechts. Michael van Gerwen is 1-6. Kim Huybrechts is 4-1. Michael van Gerwen still bidding to win this tournament for the first time. Rod, do you think he continues his progress here?
Yes, I really think that he is going to be so tough to beat. I mean, if you back Michael van Gerwen from the start of the tournament, or if you even took, I think it was 5-4 yesterday, then I think you are sitting there with a big smile on your face at the moment. His game against Steve Beaton. And let's not forget, Steve Beaton threw 100 average for the whole of that game. But Michael van Gerwen, there's three parts of a game of darts. There's the scoring power, there's setting the shot up, and then obviously taking the double out. Michael van Gerwen, he was firing at about 95% at all three of those categories. And that is so, so dangerous. It's on the verge of impossible to beat him. He threw him just on the 110 average overall over the game. He started off with well over the 100 average and kept that up for the whole of the game, which is why Phil Taylor, the 16-time world champion, that's what he used to do. I mean, Huybrechts against Mark Adams, he played really well. But Kim, he just hasn't got that extra scoring power, leg on leg, that Michael has got. Now, Kim did beat Michael here last year at this stage, I think it was, and had a 9-darter on the way. You know, he has got the game to beat him, but I just feel at the moment Michael van Gerwen is really, as I said, nearly impossible to beat. And if you're looking for the best one, and bet of all, back him to do the 9-darter, because he is getting so close. He's already missed the double 12. I just feel it's going to go. You know, as a director of the company, I don't gamble, not allowed to, but if I could, I'd even, you know, 20, 30 quid at him to hit the 180 in this match with these extra legs. I just think that it's got to go.
Yeah, we've got Michael van Gerwen to hit a 9-dart finish in the match. He's 18-1 for anybody who wants to get involved there. Let's just quickly talk about the outright betting as well. Rod, if you wouldn't mind, Michael van Gerwen 5-6, Phil Taylor 5-2, Adrian Lewis 10s, Michael Smith 16s with Raymond van Barneveld, 18-1 for Robert Thornton, 20s for Kim Huybrechts and Mark Webster, 33-1. Who do you think wins it?
Michael van Gerwen. You know, I'm going to go by the stats and what I've seen in Michael, and I think that just a smidgen odds on is as good as best you'll get at the moment. I really do. You know, if he meets Phil Taylor in the final, and Phil Taylor quarterfinal and semi-final are well over that 100 average, then you may say, well, Phil Taylor is back to his best and got a chance. But at this moment in time sitting here, I'm looking at the stats, and Michael van Gerwen is clear favourite by a country mile. He really is.
Okay, Michael van Gerwen to go on to win it. And thank you very much, Rod. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck, and we'll look forward to speaking to you on Sunday ahead of the semis and the final.
Great, mate. Lovely. See you, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.